The kickoff to the conference had fingers snapping and heads rocking. SUSCP, the Southeastern U.S.-Canadian Provinces Alliance, held its first gathering 7 years ago. Business types and politicians would travel to Canada every other year to jumpstart business relations between home and the South. Robert Giz is premier of Prince Edward Island.
So, you know, we want to continue to trade with our best friends, with our partners.
You could say the United States and Canada are best friends and top trading partners, and Canada is North Carolina's number one trading partner, with one quarter of all the state's exports going to Canada, from chemicals to computers. Premier Giz says there are several reasons why they make the trip down south.
It's really not that far. It's a lot closer than trade with Europe or Asia. So, you know, from that perspective, it's good to get away. But also, it's also good because the weather's better down here, and we don't mind trying some local food.
And one by one, states and provinces showed off what they had to offer in flashy videos. North Carolina's mountains, beaches, and craft beer. They call it Beauty Amplified. Mississippi highlighted its 15 ports and B.B. King. Its slogan, Mississippi Makes It. Sharon Decker is secretary of the North Carolina Department of Commerce. She says her office wants to make sure they get local businesses in face-to-face, name-to-name meetings with future Canadian partners.
There have been, as I understand it, over 400 business-to-business meetings set up where they have the opportunity to talk about what we have to
do. Did you say 400? How many?
Yeah, 400. They're short meetings. It's kind of speed dating, if you want to call it that. But in a conference like this, you just try to create the opportunity for those partnerships to connect.
Tom Robinson is vice president of ERD Limited in Kernersville. ERD fixes old electronics that other companies won't repair or don't know how to repair.
And what that does for our end user, our customer, is it saves them a lot of money because they don't have to go out and buy new, or they don't have to replace equipment that their people are currently very familiar with.
Robinson says they've already had contracts with Canadian companies and school districts and hope to get more. Bruce Fitch is the Minister for Economic Development in the province of New Brunswick. He says gatherings like this one give him a chance to renew old business partnerships, make new ones, and stay competitive.
Well, it's like playing hockey with your friends. You're going to play as hard as you can out in the corners, but after the game's over, you're still friends.
And North Carolina is hoping for another stellar year. In 2013, the state exported $6.7 billion worth of products and services to Canada. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.